Welcome to Stripes, the Biancorani Podcast, the podcast for Juventus fans all over the world.
I am Matteo, with me Thiago and Andrea.
Hi guys, how are you?
Ciao, Forza Juve.
Hi, I'm a little bit worried about this COVID situation, but I'm excited for the next match, honestly.
Yeah, okay, before going to the news, guys, we just want to remind you that we just opened a YouTube channel and a Twitch channel, and we'll be live on this, on especially on Twitch. Okay, we try to be live as many times as we can. So just look for the Stripe Show on both social media and to spend more time with us, of course, if you like it. Okay, so going back to the news, guys, it wasn't a bad day today. Okay, Betancourt tested positive COVID-19. Okay, so that means that for sure he's gonna miss Lazio game, and I think a Porto game is definitely out of question. Okay, my hope right now is that he's the only one, because there were kind of some rumors that maybe there could have been two more players testing positive, but who knows what's gonna happen. So we're just gonna talk about what we know right now. So Inter beat Parma 2-1. Okay, of course, as always, Inter struggled to get the 3 points, but they got the job done, playing like a small team. Okay, but we know how Conte like to play the game. Okay, so right now Inter, I think, is 5 points ahead of Milan, if I'm not mistaken, and they are 10 points ahead of us. Right now we are third in the standing. Okay, of course, we want more game to play, and we're gonna have another key game on this Saturday against Lazio. Lazio coming to play in Torino, basically well rested, because they played the last game 7-8 days ago. Okay, they didn't have to play this midweek game, and so they're gonna be well rested. Juventus probably is gonna have another kind of game that we don't know what's gonna happen, because I'm sure that players are tired. Of course, it looks like Cuadrado and Bonucci could be part of the game, but we still have no idea what's going on with the lead. And Dybala, of course, is going to be out. Morata should be out too, as well. And Artur is not recording. So, I don't know. Andrea, you want to start with your point?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very excited for the Lazio game, because at this point we should go all the way down, all in, and do whatever we have available at this point, no? Bentancur is the last on the list, hopefully, and nobody else. But yes, we gotta make sure we know and we remember, we are very clear in our mind, we are Juventus, we're not afraid of anybody. We gotta go, play our game, be smart, because if we proved many times in this season that if we play smart, we can easily beat most of the team we're gonna face this season.
So I was gonna ask you, Thiago, because if you want to talk a little bit about Lazio, because honestly I wasn't following, so you want to talk about it a little bit, even about Lazio, if you want.
No, you know, I kind of agree with Andrea, because this is the kind of match where the team that commit less mistakes win. And honestly, right now, we thought that our midfield would be the part of the starting 11 that we had more players available. So right now, it seems that Rabiot, maybe Ramsey are the only one available, because McKinney left the field last match with a small injury. Of course, he's been struggling with that injury from I think 2 or 3 weeks, and maybe will be that moment where we expected to see Fagioli play start. But this time it seems that it is that match that you need to play. It's not a choice, because there is no many people available. So, in the other hand, it seems that Lazio suffering to maintain the level from the last season. Lost some points stupidly, even more than us. But this match against our team, they are so intense. They have such a possibility to play vertical with those midfielders like Luis Alberto, like Leiva sometimes, and Milinkovic-Savic, and the other players like Correa, Immobile, of course, Caicedo. Anyone of them can be dangerous for us. Considering our mistakes in those recently matches, but as Andreas said, we need to make our match. It's important. We need to win, and we will give 100%. It doesn't matter against who, doesn't matter the referee, doesn't matter where this match will happen. But I'm very confident, honestly. I'm very confident because I'm used to the Juventus team that when it's struggling, the great character of the team and mentality shows up, and the result is it.
Fino alla fine.
As always.
Yeah, that's the spirit.
Yeah, that's the spirit. Yeah, well, honestly, guys, yeah, that's the spirit. Even because if we don't have any else, we can do anything. We cannot do anything else, right? So Lazio, and actually, we know Lazio always look like he's gonna have like a great game when they play against us. We know that in the game that we played in Roma like 3 months ago, they tied the last second after Juventus had one of the best game of this season. The Juventus were winning 1-0, and at the last second, the mistake by Dybala allowed Lazio to counterattack us, and Caicedo had a nice goal. So Lazio will be playing without Lazzari because I think he's injured. I have no idea if they're gonna recover Luis Felipe or Radu. Okay, so I have no idea who's gonna play on the back. But beside that, everybody's gonna be available. So we know that Leiva, Savic, Luis Alberto will be the midfield with probably Marusic and Lulic on the side, and Correa and Immobile as a playing forward. So we know we usually struggle against them. So, but
this is a great aspect, as you said, because considering the fact that the lack of defenders that they had, they suffered a lot against Bayern München. Of course, we are not Bayern, but the amount of errors that we saw on that match can be so decisive against us as well, because you don't have a veteran, and we'll face Ronaldo. Of course, you can make the match of your life, but the possibilities to struggle and to see Ronaldo scores and pass through you or create a dangerous situation for another player, a yellow card, then a red card, it's so high. So you should focus on, do not commit mistakes, and you know, use our what we have
in
hand.
I think we're going to see Kulusevski working very similar to the Inter game when we won in Team Cup. It's going to be a sacrifice game for him to compensate the lack in the midfield. It's a key position, that one.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a first half that's going to be different from the second half, because we know that Boratta would be available, but he can. I don't think he can play more than 45 minutes. So I don't see him starting, and maybe he's going to play the last 30, 35 minutes of the game. So maybe Kulusevski is going to sacrifice himself, as Andrea was saying. And then maybe Morata can come to the pitch, and we're going to play basically with two wingers, one being Chiesa and the other one with Kulusevski. Like, actually, a setup that I would love to see more often, okay? And honestly, I don't think there's going to be many other options for Pirlo going on, because having the two youngsters on the winger, Chiesa and Kulusevski, I think they're going to open up the game. So, and I like them because they're always full of energy. They always like to take the ball. They're not scared of the ball in their feet. And they always try to create something, okay? The other question I have for you guys, because, okay, we know that we're going to have Demiral starting probably with Bonucci, I guess, if he's coming back. Cuadrado probably, or Danilo playing on that one side. Would you start, would you give a chance to Bernardeschi play as a left back like he did last game against, last 30 minutes against Spezia?
seeing how good he did playing the last 30 minutes, why should we put it in the first lineup? Better to keep him having five possibilities of substitutes. Better to keep him with Morata and eventually McKennie as a backup.
Yeah, that's what I think as well, because honestly, of course, it would be a sign of trust when you give him the starting 11 possibility. But without Lazari, of course, that the chance is higher to attack over there. But in the other hand, we have, for example, maybe if we have Cuadrado, maybe we will see Chiesa on the left. Right. I don't agree, maybe. but that might can we can see that, especially during the game. But I miss so much that thing that we did in the past to maybe score the first and the second goal in the beginning and then control the rest of the match. And in a match before, the Champions League clash would be so important to, I won't say rest, but control the pace and stay calm. Because if you would, for example, end the first half losing and you have 45 minutes to run behind the score, it's such a difficult situation, and you don't manage your injuries, your muscles, and it's kind of risky.
Honestly. That's one of the main problems we show this year, this season, and Lazio was one of the game, no, where we played very very good, and as Matteo said, it was one of the best game we played probably in this season. But we couldn't score that second goal. So yep. even though many occasions, many chances to put it in, we stayed 1-0. Now we can blame Dybala and whoever you want for the mistake at the last second. But I think the problem is at the root.
Yeah, you know that I cannot lose a chance to criticize Dybala. You know? Otherwise, No, I mean some fun, because honestly, we need to laugh sometime, and hopefully, you know, guys, I'm not a Dybala lover, but Dybala is maybe the second or third, or the fourth best player in Serie A, and basically we're playing all season without him. So I would like to criticize him, because look, I think he's in a comfort zone with Juventus, but honestly, if we have Dybala available, I'm not saying for every game, at least for half of the game, I think Juventus have at least three or four points more, I guess. So, and yeah,
there is still room, Matteo.
Yeah, so we'll see what will happen. And honestly, so Thiago was right, because we had this game on Saturday that we need to win if we want to keep like one chance to win the Scudetto, something that you guys know, I know I'm really 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 negative on that side, but we need to win the game even to consolidate our Champions League position, because in that case we don't have to struggle in thinking about the Champions League being finished in the first four. But now we know that in three days later we're gonna have this game against Porto, that honestly it's so important for in any aspect that you can think, like economically, because you know that Champions League bring a lot of money, okay, and we know that economically we are struggling a little bit, not as much as Inter, but we are struggling a little bit too. And then because I think Juventus need to be every year in the first eight in Europe, then who knows what's going to happen?
Well, Morata, after Spezia on the interview, said, if you don't believe it, turn the TV off. No, but beside that's obviously a joke, but I'm excited. That's scary from a point of view, but very exciting if you think that we still have our chances to do it. And looking at the first half of Inter with Parma, even more.
You know, the players are real people. they look what is written on social media, and honestly, they know that our fan base is like doing some bullshit things once in a while, but I'm not afraid of a clash. But if you think how much we lack of money for signing players, for branding things, for marketing situation, and for international figure, we need to clash Porto and demolish them and head to the next round, definitely. But there's no excuse, there's no situation if what, but we need to do it.
I agree.
It's surviving instinct.
Yeah, no, you're definitely right, guys. Yeah. And let's say that we win Lazio, we give 3-0 against Porto, because I think we are so much better than Porto, okay? We are so much better than them, okay? And maybe you can gain a little bit of confidence that you're lacking all year, okay? And hopefully, some key player like I say Buffon, Bonucci, Chiellini can give something else to the group, because we know that Ronaldo, when he's coming to the time, he's gonna deliver. We know that, okay? So we need to create something around him, because for this season we still have everything in play. Because I want to remind you, actually, I have a question for you. Do you know when Inter is playing Champions League or Europa League?
I think Thursday.
Oh
no! No, maybe. They call De Laurentiis and they got a hook to postpone the game.
Because then I keep hearing that Juventus fan want a corner of the bench, and we know. I would like to ask.
No, they were supposed to play this week, but because of COVID, the non situation. I think next year they're gonna play.
Yeah, okay.
Good luck to that. Okay,
so no. It's a weird period, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see.
Yeah, it happens.
Well, we need to get a laugh sometime, right? So otherwise you're going to be too serious, I guess, right? So, and going back to the to Lazio game, so I guess it's time to see Fagioli on the pitch.
I think you're right, honestly. I think you're right. And honestly, he doesn't have a reason to be afraid, or fans to be afraid, honestly. Not because of his quality, but it's about time that Juventus will send a player, a youth academy player, to the top level. We need that. But I'm so afraid that Fagioli will be sold or traded in the future, or loaned to Sassuolo, for example, in a deal for Locatelli. But because this is a key role, and I bet the Juventus will try to sign Locatelli and giving Fagioli on loan and stuff like that.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I'm a little bit afraid.
I don't think Juventus is going to sell him, especially.
Honestly,
I don't know if he's going to start, but I think we're going to see Fagioli for at least 30-35 minutes on the pitch. And honestly, this game could be perfect for him, because we know that Lazio actually is not a team that likes to pressure high, to put a lot of pressure, because we know that Lazio is actually a team that likes to wait for to be attacked from the opposing team, and they would like to go deep and with a counter-attack with Immobile. So probably it's not a bad game for Fagioli, because yes, Lazio is going to have Savic, that is physically dominant playing in Serie A, Luis Alberto, one of the most technically gifted players in Serie A, but they're not going to pressure him so bad like a team like Verona could have done actually last week. So it may be a perfect time for him to show something on the pitch.
Yeah, definitely. And honestly, the 4-4-2 formation that we usually seen in defensive way, it can be risky because of the amount of players in the midfield, since Lazio usually play with three behind, and there is almost six players in the midfield. Of course, it's not easy, it's a difficult situation, it's a different situation with Lazzari, but that can be tricky, because we usually defend with four over there, and we saw Juventus struggling with players playing between the lines. We saw Zaccagni and Barak last match against Hellas Verona dominating over there, positionally dominating, because they didn't create too many chances and then simply score on our mistakes.
You want to see anything, Andrea?
I was thinking to Fagioli and the game of tomorrow. I think either he starts on the first lineup, or if he gets in the pitch, I think it means the first half was a tough one for us, because it means it's gonna be changing something in the middle. And I'm thinking to Bernardeschi, I'm thinking to what we were saying with Thiago. Actually, I don't see many options other than putting Bernardeschi in the first lineup, because it's better for McKennie to rest, and because we don't have any other option.
Yeah. So guys, the only thing we can really can do, and every fan can do, is just like support the team, be like on the Juventus side, don't criticize, don't lose your mind, okay? Because we still have everything open in front of us, okay? And a time to criticize the team and the management, for sure it will come, and it come probably in May.
June
or May, exactly. But before that, just support the team, because at the end of the day, we're winning for the last 9 years, and this is not the normality, right? So guys, as always, fino alla fine.
Forza Juventus.